This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Filmish with Sean Walsh and Mark Simmons.
Hello, you are listening to the Filmish show. I'm, of course,
Sean
Walsh.
Joined, as always, by
Mark
Simmons.
If you don't know what we're doing there, sometimes on this show we find it difficult to pronounce names, and we've YouTubed our names and are using them to find the correct pronunciation of our names.
The Simmons sounded really serious.
Mark
Simmons.
We did this last time on Filmish.
I remember it.
Yeah, right. Well, coming up on today's show, we're going to be checking out the latest movie news. Mark, movie news.
Movie news, movie news.
That'll be followed by Mark's DVD review. Then we'll be on to basically the box office top three and finishing the show with our special guest, Sophie Brooks, who will be telling us the films that she loves actually.
Basically, Guilty Pleasures.
That's it.
Yeah.
She'll be in here, by the way, to discuss her latest film, her new film, her debut film, The Boy Downstairs, which unfortunately I didn't manage to see because when I was meant to watch it last night, I was locked out of my house.
What do you mean you were locked out of your house?
Well, I got home and I lost my keys.
Right. Where were they?
Oh, they fell out
you,
my...
I feel like you always do this.
No. I've never lost my keys before.
What was the thing where you had to go to Brighton or something? And
no,
then
that's because... So, okay.
Playing with football.
So what happened? No, there's nothing to do with football.
Yeah.
What happened was, I was gigging in Brighton. My friend, who lives in Brighton, was staying in London in my flat.
Right.
I got home after quite a heavy night, rang my bell to hear the window from the flat above open and for him to pop his head out and go, "You all right?" And I was like, well, why are you up there? He had sleptwalked out of my flat and locked himself out in the corridor. He was asleep in his pants using the doormat as a duvet. And so he had to go back to Brighton to meet my mum to get the spare keys, dressed in a small Chinese woman's clothes.
Hang on, so you sent him to Brighton?
Yeah. Obviously, it was his duty to get the keys. Why should I get the keys?
Yeah.
I'm not the one that walked out of my flat.
Yeah. What was he wearing?
He had to wear a pink tracksuit that didn't fit him.
Where's that come from?
Because they were the only clothes that the woman had.
You know what? I must have switched off for half of that story.
He sleptwalked out of the flat, so he's just in his pants.
But who's,
so then he had to go to Brighton to get the keys. So he had to borrow the clothes off a small Chinese woman that lived above me.
I missed that bit. Oh,
right.
So did he just knock on the door and say, "Excuse me, can I borrow some clothes?"
He said, "Excuse me, can I come in?"
Yeah. And she went, "You're naked." No.
And he explained, his pants, and he explained, "Look, I've sleptwalked out of... I've drunkenly..."
That's a nice excuse to get into a woman's house, isn't it?
Into a woman's what?
House.
Oh, house. Yes. There we go. There you go.
That's interesting.
Yes, so I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, so what happened?
What?
You found your keys?
Yes, he went and met my mum.
No, you! The other day! How we started that whole story.
Last night, reason I haven't seen The Boy Downstairs is because the keys fell out of my pocket when I was cycling.
Right. How did you get in your flat then?
I met my girlfriend later.
Have you said that already?
She was at... No!
Oh, don't shout at me if you haven't... It's not like I'm not listening. I'm just trying to find out what happened.
You know I live with my girlfriend.
So of course I do.
Yeah, so she probably let me in, didn't she?
Well, maybe, but I don't know.
Oh my God!
Unbelievable.
So Sophie Brooks will be here.
I'm tired, but not anymore. I'm raging.
Sophie Brooks will be here.
I know she will. I've seen the bloody film.
The fuck up for a second, will you?
There's no need to swear, Sean.
Apologies.
No need to swear.
For those listening, as this goes out on air on FUBAR Radio, I do apologise. Sophie Brooks will be here to discuss her debut film, The Boy Downstairs, with Mark, opposed to
that's
me.
Stupid,
because I've not seen the film.
Yeah, but I don't know the right questions to ask.
Well, you've seen the film. You
I've
enjoyed
seen it.
You told me you enjoyed it. You can discuss it. Right, okay. Let's crack on.
I'm always scared to sort of talk to them about the film, but I might say something that they go, "Oh, no, I don't." That, like, if they disagree or it offends them.
Well, I look forward to hearing your interview technique. Mate, I'm sure you'll be great.
I'm not going to say
will
anything.
Will we be asking her? We've got to make a call now. Will we be asking Sophie Brooks? Or we can judge it when we get to interviewing her. Will we be asking her our special Ryan versus Ryan question?
Yeah,
which one would you rather sleep with? Gosling or Reynolds?
Yeah, we didn't decide whether that's
suitable
right
to ask a lady.
Yeah.
Natalie, producer, thinks it's fine.
Yeah. But is it as an interesting... Like,
There's thunder outside. Can you hear that? Yes, of course I can hear that. You know what happens when I hear thunder.
That's so loud.
Yeah. Sorry, it's really scary. I might have mentioned this on a show previously, but whenever I hear thunder out of the blue, I think it's Russia bombing us, and I absolutely shit my pants. So
what's been happening this week?
What's been happening?
Yeah,
I lost my keys.
Yeah.
I did a,
any cinema stories?
Cinema stories.
I had an annoying thing at cinema.
I went to IMAX to see Solo.
Okay.
It's not a really interesting cinema story, but I saw it in IMAX.
Oh, nice. Yeah. I went to watch Deadpool.
Which we'll discuss later.
Yeah. But I went with a mate, and I made the mistake.
Ooh.
I never do this.
Oh, I'm really gone.
He pre-booked the seats. And he sat three rows from the front.
You are fucking joking.
I felt sick.
I hope you used one of your taekwondo kicks and roundhoused him in the face.
Who does that?
That is mental.
It is mental. It's not enjoyable. One, your neck is creaked back.
And you're especially tall.
And I'm especially tall.
Lanky.
And goggle-eyed freak. And there's a really... It's so wide, the screen. Your eyes aren't wide enough.
Yours are. Okay. So, yeah. No, that is mental. I have to get an aisle seat.
I always get an aisle seat in case you need a wee.
Wee!
Exactly.
And then you're not stressing about the wee.
No.
You can just pop out for a nice little wee. And by the way, I would say I like a little break.
Do you?
I find I've got ADHD or something. I've got one of those, 100%.
Yeah.
And to concentrate for 2 hours, it's quite a lot for me. So I just need a little break, a little breather, release some liquid from the old peni, and then get back in and sit down.
Yeah.
Enjoy the rest of the film.
Mm, lovely. Yeah. Same.
Peni. That sounds like plural for penis, doesn't it?
Yeah,
I just meant penis.
How many have you got?
Was that partridge?
It's such a.
Out penis.
Oh, so, like an XI.
That sounds like plural for penis. I did just mean penis.
Just one.
Just one. Big. Leave it. So
it's nothing worse than that. Like that feeling that you need a wee, and it's starting to come on, and there's loads of people in the way.
Yeah, it's horrible.
It's such a stressful.
Absolutely horrible.
Yeah.
So we're going to crack on with. Unless you've got anything to mention.
About
let's crack on with movie news. Let's really get into film.
Let's get into the films
this week, because it's summer blockbusters.
Yeah,
loads of big films out. Lots of people are going to watch. Well, yeah, you know, you've got Avengers out. You've got Deadpool 2 out. You've got Solo out.
Yeah,
big blockbusters.
Because it's not summer yet, is it?
It's getting there, isn't it?
It's getting there.
When is it officially summer? I've no idea.
September, July, June.
Okay, you just said 3 months.
Summer is when kids go to like summer holiday.
That's summer holiday. That's not necessarily summer,
isn't it?
No.
Oh. I mean, this is really interesting.
This is crap. Come on.
Let's
crack on with movie news.
Movie news.
Summertime has started. It's pissing down with rain. There's thunder, and summertime has started.
25th of March.
You tell me that global warming doesn't exist, Mr. Trump. Now that was Partridge. Okay, movie news.
Movie news.
What do you want to hear first? Let's go for. And I sort of pretty much knew this. Danny Boyle.
Yep.
Confirmed as Bond 25 director. Longtime Bond producers Michael G. Wilson and Barbara Broccoli said in a statement, "We are
Barbara Broccoli."
Yeah.
Is that her name, Barbara Broccoli?
Why is that? Yeah.
Broccoli.
Oh.
No one's got a surname Broccoli.
Barbara has.
That's so funny.
Why is that? That
Broccoli. Just, that can't be a real surname.
I know it's not normal.
Who came up with, when they were coming up with surnames?
They were coming up with surnames.
Yeah.
Could say when they were coming up with names. Who came up with Dick? Why have you just got
silent? I just
silent?
Thought that was funny if it was silent after you
said
Dick.
Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? Well, I always
anyway,
think
so
that.
Broccoli, wow.
Yeah.
It's the 25th. So it's the 25th.
The 25th Bond. Installment of Jimmy Bond. G. Wilson and Broccoli said in a statement, "We are delighted to announce that the exceptionally talented Danny Boyle will be directing Daniel Craig in his fifth outing as James Bond."
Danny Boyle's
also directing the new Richard Curtis movie.
Oh, is it a new Richard Curtis movie?
About the Beatles.
I love Richard. Oh,
it's a blinder.
Do you reckon?
I know it is.
How do you know?
I can't say on this show.
Oh.
But I've got some connections. And
it's really good.
It's going to be a blinder.
Is it a love story?
Yeah, of course it's a rom-com.
Who's it based on in the Beatles? Which
one? No. So what? it's about...
Someone around the time of the Beatles. So a fan of the Beatles.
Do you know what? Natalie, can you see if there's some sort of press release on that film? Because I don't know how much
that
I
sounds
can
amazing.
Say.
I love Richard Curtis films.
Yeah, so the great Christmas movies, aren't they?
Really good.
Yeah, I watched Wedding Singer last night. Well, that's my
again.
That's officially my favourite rom com. It was just happened to be on, and I watched it. Brilliant. Okay, Barack and Michelle Obama to make inspiring films and TV shows for Netflix. In a statement, it was confirmed that the former US President and First Lady have signed on to a multi-year agreement to produce films and series for Netflix, potentially including scripted series, unscripted series, docuseries, documentaries and features. Hang on a second. So Obama's like writing Netflix programs.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Well,
isn't it?
Obama, so the link there is that, you know, that David Letterman show.
Yeah.
You're not listening.
I am.
I know you better than you think I know you. You weren't
on,
listening.
You
were not
you,
listening.
Hang on. You don't know how well I think you know me. So you can't
make
that
assumed
statement.
That I didn't think you were listening. You thought you were listening.
Barack Obama did that David Letterman thing. What's that, mate? That's called listening.
What was the other thing I said about David Letterman?
What?
I didn't say anything.
Very good.
So you're not look. Stop reading.
I'm trying to find out if there's some sort of synopsis for the new Beatles film, but there's not. So I.
Oh, okay.
What? Yeah, I know it is, but they can still release what it's about, and I think they have done. But anyway,
yeah.
Crack on.
What? Oh, so
Obama.
Yeah,
Netflix.
So
what
yeah,
are we
so
expecting?
He was interviewed
from the
on
US
David
president.
Letterman, wasn't
yeah,
he?
Yes, so that was, which I watched and cried.
Did you?
Cried too.
Did you?
Yeah, I cried my eyes out.
Which bit?
But the ending.
Just because you liked it so much.
No, when David Letterman said that... Oh, very good. When David Letterman... when David Letterman...
You're in a funny mood since that chicken.
Yes, for regular listeners, you'll know that we've had half a chicken and chips in between recordings, so we're a bit tired.
It does affect us.
Right, anyway, I'm trying to talk.
Mm.
So, I cried because... just David Letterman said that, you know, he met many people of power and that he believed that Barack Obama was truly like the goodest.
The goodest?
It's the goodest.
The best.
The purest. But I mean
oh,
good in like the purest sense of the word.
Yeah.
He was a good man. You're right, goodest is
good eye.
Terrible. But a good eye. That sounds like plural for good. I've just been good. One big good. but was truly a good man. And that.
Yeah.
That's. I think that people of power aren't normally. Theresa May doesn't seem to be. I wouldn't
She's
say
not
that
a good
she.
Man.
I wouldn't. I would say she was a good. I don't know. I mean, it depends what your compass is for someone being good. But I wouldn't say that Theresa May is a good person.
Really? That's actually horrible.
Yeah, it is horrible. But I wouldn't say she is. I mean, how you can let the NHS crumble in front of your eyes like that.
Yeah, but I've seen TV shows about people in power. And there's like so many factors. So she probably can't do anything about it.
Well, she's the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom.
Yeah,
she could do more about it than anyone else.
Yeah, but there's factors.
Of course there's factors. I appreciate that. Plot
she's
from IMDb for the new Curtis Beatles film. plot is kept under wraps, but believed to be musically themed and be set around the 1960s or 1970s.
So when they were youngsters.
Plot details have yet to be confirmed, though the film is reportedly set to star Ed Sheeran in a world where the Beatles never existed. There you go. That's exciting.
Oh, I just got chills then.
There you go. See?
But I don't care. Why have I got chills?
What?
I just got chills and I thought, I don't care.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
So your body is reacting differently to the Richard Curtis film than your brain.
Yeah. That's really weird, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Mm. So it's not about the Beatles at all, is it?
Well, it's Beatles themed. It's themed.
But they're not in it.
Of course they're not in it. Three of them are dead.
No, but I mean, there's no characters of the Beatles because they don't exist.
Oh, right. Well, you assume that they'll exist at some point in the...
So it's going to be like John Lennon, but he's like working down
the chicken up my face. I feel sick.
Oh,
what?
No.
What?
So it's going to be like John Lennon, but he'll be like working in an office or something. Like what would have happened if they didn't?
I assume so.
Right. Or is it going to be a time travel thing? Maybe it's a time travel thing. Maybe someone goes back in time and
saves John Lennon.
No.
Oh, no.
I was going to say stops them from forming but knows the songs because he's from the normal reality.
Sounds
so
good.
When he comes forward,
yeah.
he now releases the songs as his own.
Yeah, but when does it release them? Because would Beatles songs now be hits?
Yes.
Fair enough. Please tweet us. We want to know if you think Beatles songs would now be hits if they'd never been previously...
So Partridge today, isn't it?
What is it?
That's got a Partridge-y thing.
Okay, right. So there you go.
That's good. Danny Boyle. Oh, no, that, yep.
What do you think Obama's going to produce?
Oh,
like
yeah.
murder, like a murder series, like a murder flick.
But when producers don't do anything anyway, do they? It's just a name attached.
Yeah.
It'd probably be something that's of a good nature... And he's gone, yep, yeah, I'll produce that one and let them get on with it.
And it'll have a happy ending.
Or just be, no, but not necessarily happy, but it'll be a point to it.
Strong
be a,
message.
Yeah.
Imagine he produced something where at the end Trump gets shot.
Yeah.
So, in other news, Idris Elba to direct, produce, and star in a new version of The Hunchback of Notre Dame for Netflix. It will be set in the present day. Idris is promising that his film will be a sonic and musical experience as he's producing original music for the film. I don't really care about that.
I don't care. That didn't give me chills.
Just couldn't give a shit about any of that.
Hunchback of Notre Dame. I never watched The Hunchback of Notre Dame. I wasn't saying.
No. We'll come back to this later on in the show because Solo, a Star Wars story, underwhelms at box office. The media, the film press are really running with this. Solo, a Star Wars story, has had a combination of production wobbles, mixed reviews, and seeming fatigue for the franchise, which so far has made a disappointing $103 million. Imagine something... earning $103 million being disappointing.
Wow.
The movie also couldn't quite take off at the international box office either, with a worldwide total currently standing at an estimated $168 million. Comparing Solo to Deadpool 2, which the recent sequel showed prices of... No way! So Deadpool 2 has made more. $300 million. Plus, at the start of the week. I mean, that is mad that Star Wars is behind Deadpool 2. Do you not think? I think that's...
Deadpool is cool.
Deadpool's very cool.
But I don't think it's for the whole family, which is interesting. So
very interesting. Also, I mean, I want to discuss this later on when we go down the box office top three, and I'll discuss Solo because you didn't do your homework and watch it.
And did you watch Deadpool, Sean?
No, but that's not...
That's the same thing! Surely it's better that we both watched them.
Okay, I really wanted to hear your review on Solo, though, and said it's going to be one way.
Tune
it's
in be a 3 weeks when we come back.
But I think that... The problem is Star Wars. If you don't like
that was lightning. That was.
Whew. I don't mind lightning. That's not.
I think lightning's worse than thunder.
No, because lightning's definitely all right. That's
lightning's
not, that's
like that'll hit you.
Lightning is definitely not a bomb. Whereas the that noise is.
What are you talking about? Lightning. The whole sky goes bright. Of course, that's a bomb.
So the reason that I think it's interesting, that I think the problem Star Wars has is people. Almost in the way that people are fanatic about Star Wars, if you're not, there seems people like rebelling against it, like actively not seeing it, not wanting to see it. Yeah. I don't care about that, and it's almost become too nerdy, and they're finding it difficult to branch out. Avengers. You never hear someone passionately hate a Marvel's movie. But people like feel like they're making a stand by not seeing Star Wars. Mm. And I think that's something that they suffer from. And I think they're going to have great difficulty turning that round with their other... if they have an Obi-Wan spin-off, if they have that Boba Fett spin-off that's being rumoured, or another, that one for Donald Glover...
Yeah, yeah.
That they're discussing.
Lando.
I think, Lando... What's his last name?
Caribbean.
We'll find that out. That's a problem that I just don't think they're going to be able to overcome. Because I'll discuss it later.
You know what people aren't shying away from?
Go on.
Cobra Kai.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely.
For any new listeners, Mark, keep bring them up to date. What are you talking about?
I love Karate Kid. And they have done YouTube have made a spin-off show or a sequel show called Cobra Kai, 10 episodes on YouTube, and it is the best thing that's ever been made. I've watched it about 5 times through, all of it.
How many episodes?
Well, that's that'd be 5 hours a series. I've watched
Get
that
a girlfriend.
25 hours. It's so good, Sean.
Cobra Kai Season 2, Martin Cove confirms series regular status.
Okay, that's kind of a spoiler. Spoiler!
Is it?
Yeah, if you haven't seen it.
Apologies, but well, he might
also,
not be in it.
Also, someone else that's been confirmed, or sort of confirmed, is the bad
sort
guy.
Sort of confirmed. If it's sort of confirmed, it's not confirmed.
Well, is this confirmed?
Confirmed is when there's no sort
of. Is this confirmed, Sean?
Okay.
So the actor in the third one, who played the young guy, the bad boy, who that fought Daniel in the final, he got video talking to fans, and he said, I'm going to be in the next series. Is that confirmed? It's not officially confirmed. So do you think that what I said was correct, Sean? I think it might have been. Apologise?
I don't know. He could be lying. Actors are mental. Okay.
Yeah, so it's, you know, so it's sort of confirmed.
Right, so it's sort of confirmed that he'll be in series two. That's all of movie news. Mark! Remember the jingle?
What
I
jingle?
Said movie news.
Movie news.
What's going on, mate?
Oh, well, it's been ages since we've done the
tradition
show.
Tradition of filmish.
Oh, I'm so
when
sorry.
I say movie news.
Movie news.
You do that. Yeah. It's the jingle.
Sorry.
Right. Okay. So what we're going to do now is we're going to play a song.
Yeah.
We're going to come back. You're going to do your DVD review, which you've half done. You've had so much time to do this stuff. I'm really not happy with you.
Do you watch Deadpool?
Huh?
Do you watch Deadpool?
Right, so we're going to be listening to the Black Keys and RZA.
The Black Keys? Do they only
Rizzo? Is that true? And he spells it RZA.
What's that?
I feel so old.
What's that?
Rizzo from the Wu-Tang Clan. Come on, mate. This is the song The Baddest Man Alive from The Man with the Iron Fists in 2012. Do you know this song, Mark?
No, I don't.
No? Well, you will do. Here you go. We're going to come back from this, and it's going to be a DVD review.
I'm the best.
The Baddest Man Alive by the Black Keys and RZA.
RZA.
Yes, from the film The Man with the Iron Fists.
I didn't know the Black Keys were around back then.
And Lucy Liu. 2012?
No, that's weird. What? Is that the one with Russell Crowe?
I think I walked past Lucy Liu in New York.
Did you?
I think so. I tell you, I did walk past in New York. Peter Dinklage.
I don't know. Which one's that?
Game of Thrones, little.
Oh.
Yeah.
Small person.
Yes, small person. Little person. He was.
I know, we had this discussion before. We didn't know which one it was.
I know. It's small person, but he was little. He was also little.
I think little sounds worse than small.
Would it be worse?
Because it's like, ooh, he's little. Whereas small is just...
If you say it like that,
yeah, but
little is small.
Yeah, but it's belittling. I think it's because like...
Okay.
Who's little? So, dude, you walked past him?
Yes. Oh, he's walking his dog.
Did you... Did it?
What's funny? What's funny?
Nothing.
What's funny?
Nothing.
You want to know how big the dog is, don't you?
No.
Is that what it is?
No.
It was huge.
Was it?
But I don't know if it was just huge. Come on, girl.
Was it big dog?
It was a big dog.
Was it?
Yes.
Was it bigger than him?
No. We just got a picture coming up. That wasn't the dog. That's a different dog.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Anyway, right, okay, anyway. What are you laughing at?
Nothing.
It's time for your DVD review.
Oh no! It's a DVD review. DVD review.
So I haven't really done this, Sean.
What?
I haven't really done it. Because, so I watched, so I was going to review, so we got the guest, the director,
Sophie Brooks
on later. So I was going to review the film that they sent us to watch. So I watched it.
Yeah.
Finished really late, so I was quite tired. And then on the way, I started making notes, but I just haven't had time to sort of finish it. But I've written ideas of where I was going to try and do some jokes.
By the way, I lied. I did find my keys. I just hadn't left the house with them.
What?
The keys were indoors.
Oh.
Yeah. So I actually didn't lose my keys. I just forgot my keys in my house.
You forgot where they were?
Yeah.
So they're still losing them? You can lose your keys in your house.
No, because I knew where they were. Like, no, you can't lose your keys if they're in the place that you leave your keys. They're on the side.
The keys are always in the place where you leave them, aren't they?
No, but like that's where I keep my keys.
Why did
on
you
the
say
side.
That they fell out when you were cycling?
I basically confused myself. I spent the day thinking that's what had happened.
Right, okay. But it hadn't.
No.
Oh, thanks for filling me in.
It's okay.
Just filling time because I haven't done the DVD review.
Yeah.
DVD review.
DVD.
So yeah, so I watched I just got notes, so I'm just gonna talk you through what I was gonna do a joke about.
Sure.
So I watched The Boy Downstairs until his dad came home. That's the first one. You don't like that?
What?
I watched The Boy Downstairs until his dad came out.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, that was
that one.
Oh, God.
Come on. That's fine, just come on.
I haven't... That was the only
joke
I wrote.
Mate, energy, come on.
So basically a woman...
Yeah.
Moves into a new flat.
So you're now breaking down the film that we're going to discuss with Sophie Brooks now.
Essentially, yeah.
Okay.
Is that right?
Fine. And then we'll get... then we'll find out what she...
thinks.
The film is. Compared
see
to
if it's
you.
The same.
Yeah. Should be.
I just probably should have done this then, should I? No.
Come on.
Ah, this has gone all... Oh, God. So...
Well, the thing is, why didn't you work out what to talk about? If you didn't add the DVD review, we could have talked about anything in related to film. We also don't have Danny Moore to pitch us a movie.
We don't, do we?
So, come on.
Okay. So the woman moves into a new flat,
yes.
And she then discovers that her partner lives in the flat below, her ex-partner.
Her ex, boyfriend. Yeah.
So the joke I was going to do something to do with, so she's walking all over him.
Walking over him. Yeah.
So it's going to be a joke about that.
That would have been good.
She's also, she's got blonde hair, but she's like showing her roots. So I was going to try and do a joke about,
Where she came from.
Where she grew up.
Yeah.
So that would have been a really good one, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
She falls over, hits her head in one of the scenes.
Okay.
On some ice.
Spoiler!
Yeah.
Spoiler! And he takes her to the hospital.
Me and you, by the way, do spoilers after we've told them.
Yeah.
Which is the wrong way around. She hits her head.
Yeah, so he takes her to the hospital, and then she's having it fixed. And he makes
her
laugh.
She's having her head fixed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he makes her laugh. So I was going to say something about her being in stitches.
Very good. That's very good.
Thanks. And oh yeah, at one point she says she knows a good nice Italian, and I was gonna say, but you never find that, but you never see that guy or girl.
What are you on about?
Like she said, he's about food. She's gonna go for an Italian. You're not listening, Sean. You're reading.
Well, actually, because I'm interested, because the character that you're talking about is played by what we have here. She's her most notable credit is Girls.
Yeah,
the show, the HBO show. And her name is Zosia Mamet. Do you know how to pronounce it?
Mamet,
do you reckon? Well, luckily, what we do here on Filmish, as we do on our sister show, Newsish, is if we're not sure 100% of how to pronounce someone's name correctly, we make sure we YouTube it. So the correct way to pronounce Zosia Mamet is...
Zasha Mamet.
Oh.
Zasha?
Zasha.
No.
Zasha Mamet.
Okay.
That's not spelt like that.
Zasha, well, no, but loads of words aren't spelt the way phonetically,
are they?
I hate
it when that happens. That's so stupid.
Yeah.
Zasha Mamet.
I always think that about, like, words that have two different meanings. Surely when someone suggested the other word...
Oh, it's already got one.
Yeah, they said, no, we've already used that.
I wouldn't have a job, though.
No, you wouldn't have a job.
No.
But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
it's a bit weird. It is weird.
Like blinds.
Just think of another
one. Blinds. Shut the blinds.
Yeah.
Imagine that. How awkward. I always think, like, if you're with someone that was blind.
Yeah.
It would be just a bit awkward if you went, I'm just going to shut the blinds.
They probably don't need them shut.
No, but for you. Then you have to say the word blind in front of a blind person. It'd be a bit awkward.
They probably don't mind, do they?
Do you reckon?
I don't know. They probably don't care when people say the word blind, do they? Just don't mind them. They've forgotten.
Well, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
No?
No, I don't know.
Like, if you're dying of...
Yeah. What?
AIDS.
Right.
And then someone's got a hearing aid.
Yeah.
No. Okay. Just my own... This is the way I think. This is the sort of thing I think about.
Yeah, yeah.
On the train when I'm alone. Anyway... So that's how you're going to pronounce the name when you're talking to Sophie Brooks.
Zasha Mamet.
Zasha Mamet.
And she is a favourite of the cult, like, indie director Noah Baumbach. I think it's Noah Baumbach. He directed films such as the Meyerowitz Stories.
Oh, I love that.
While We're Young, which was a favourite of mine with Ben Stiller and Naomi Watts. See
that? Yeah.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And also he did... Squid in the Whale with Jeff Daniels, who's an amazing actor.
Squid in the Whale.
Yeah, watch it. It's really good. Really good. He directed that. He's brilliant. I've never been sure how to pronounce his name. And for those wondering, officially, this is how you pronounce it. Are you ready?
Noah Baumbach.
Baumbach? No.
Baumbach. Mr. Baumbach.
Dali Bonda Stick.
Noah Baumbach.
Stick. Noah Baumbach. Noah Baumbach.
Stick.
They call me
Noah Baumbach.
Stick. Dilly fantastic. Catch my latest film on the Netflix. Oh. What are we on about? Well, so have you done the DVD review?
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
That was it?
Yeah, I enjoyed it as well. Really enjoyed it.
You enjoyed the film? We could discuss this with Sophie later on.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we can discuss it, but I don't know what to say to her.
I
find it difficult to describe things in film. You know, like,
well, we've got
you
it know, here, the synopsis
you know,
is
sometimes
here.
Where you try to sound all clever because you did a film like course. So you where you word things, it says, oh yeah, well the lighting in
the
something.
The word things. Yeah. The lighting. Yeah. Lighting's not.
But for me, I watch
never
a film.
Talk about lighting.
I watch a film and go, I quite like that, or never really like that.
It's so
like,
do I. But there will be aspects of films that I like. You might like the cinematography.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
The way it's shot.
Yeah, what? The cinematography. What are you talking about? No one's watching and thinking, oh, it's good to like the way it's shot. You're into a film or you're not into a film.
So you don't like the style of The Godfather?
Yeah, I like it.
Yes,
I like the film.
Yeah, but it looks cool. It looks cool.
Like Blade Runner, I suppose. That, yeah, exactly. That looked cool, but...
There you go! So what are you on about? That's the same as me!
But I still didn't enjoy the film.
What?
Because it looked cool doesn't mean I enjoyed the film.
Did you enjoy the film?
No.
Oh, I did.
Not you fell asleep. You didn't watch it.
No, we've discussed this on Filmish. It was like 3 hours. I kept falling asleep and waking up.
Oh, yeah.
But because nothing happens, that much happens in the film, I just saw a shorter version and still knew
which
what was going on.
Better.
Which was great.
Yeah.
I saw an edited version, my own cut.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Okay. So, yeah, we'll see your interview techniques. Stay tuned. Oh, keep on listening if you want to know what this interview is going to be like. I'm really looking forward to it.
I don't know what to say.
Because I had to interview the director of the artist last time, Michelle.
Yeah, but I'm not... You're leading on this.
What do you mean I'm leading?
Because you ask clever questions, like...
I do not ask clever questions.
But you said earlier you might say something about she had a short film and then this is her first long one. See, I don't even... Feature. I can't say to her, oh, this is your first long film.
No, you meant to say feature.
I know, but I forget these words. I'm going to just sound stupid.
Well, we'll work it together. I'm going to try to help you through it.
No, you won't. You're going to say, so Mark's got a question about this. And I'll be like, no, I haven't. And I can't say, I haven't, because we look like so unprofessional.
Okay, ask her.
What?
Ask her. But, you know, you can relate it to comedy. You can actually relate it to comedy. This would be interesting. She's made the leap from short film to feature length. Now, you've done that in terms of a club set to a full-length hour show in Edinburgh.
So
you understand... you know, those involve...
You should ask this question.
Those involve leaps. And what leaps does she have to take? Is it the same, just longer? Or are there more things do you have
what
to think
leaps
about?
What leaps did I have to take for my Edinburgh show?
Well, but if you can't... You do, because you don't just do the same thing. In a club, you do your 20
you
minutes of jokes.
It's different structure.
Yeah, but you use props. You do different things to try and keep the audience interested for an hour, because you think that actually...
Okay, ask her this.
No, you ask her this!
No, because now there's pressure on me asking her.
So, her...
There's no way I'll be able to get through it without laughing. Because as soon as you put it to me, I'm going to know that you'll be... No.
What? You've got nothing to panic about. I'm chilled.
No, you just give me a look and then I'll start giggling and then it's all going to go to shit.
It won't go to shit. I believe in you and so do our
I'm not doing
our
it.
Listenership. Well, you have to do it.
I'm not doing it.
So, okay, look, I think this is what we're going to do. We're going to play a song, we're going to come back with a song, and we're going to discuss the UK box office top three. You ready for that?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yes.
This is Soul of a Man by Beck.
That's more lightning.
For the soundtrack to I Love You Man.
I like
starring Paul Rudd and Jason Segel.
No, I don't.
Okay. Great.
I've seen it.
Do you know this song?
Yeah.
You will do in 2.5 minutes.
Is that the start of the song?
I heard that in my earphones.
Yes, so did I.
That was Big Thunder.
That's Big Thunder.
you go. That was Soul of the Man by Beck. Okay, so let's crack on to the UK box office top three.
Chewie, we're home.
Oh my god.
What was that? Oh my god, from?
That's something.
Again, some information that would have been a little more helpful
yesterday.
That's from The Wedding Singer.
Yep. That's a good one. He's going out of his mind. Is that from that? He's losing his mind.
Yes, that is from
and
that.
And I'm reaping all the benefits.
Very good. Wedding Singer quotes.
I like that one.
I just want someone to put their arm around me and tell me everything's going to be all right. Everything's gonna be alright! Again, from Wedding Singer. Great. Very good.
Yeah.
UK box office top three. Okay. Yeah. So we've got... this is slightly behind. We have to assume that Solo is number one.
Yeah.
Okay?
Oh, really?
Yeah, Solo's number one.
But you said the other one, Deadpool's been doing better.
It would have made more money when it was number one.
Right, okay.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
So, okay, so... I'm just going to guess the box office top three. I think at three it's Avengers.
Yeah.
At two it's Deadpool 2. Do you want to quickly discuss Deadpool 2 with us quickly? Very quickly. I'll tell you what, I'll interview you about Deadpool 2.
Yeah, they're nice.
Okay. Is it better than one?
No.
Why?
Because it's not new.
Yes. Fair enough. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I get you.
Fair answer.
You're used to the fact that, oh, he's breaking the fourth wall and stuff, yeah. And you go, it's that again.
Okay, but I watched it full screen.
Yeah? What do you mean full screen?
Oh, what I meant was lots of people watching it.
Oh, right, okay. I thought you were pirating it on your lap. No, because no one says full screen.
Yeah, they
That's
do.
Not
I
a weird.
Did.
That's not a normal thing to say. Right.
And there are lots of points where the whole audience were laughing, which is really nice with the movie because
Lovely.
It doesn't happen very often.
Do you know that? That's how Americans watch films.
Oh, right.
It's like a gig.
Oh, right.
Americans will, like, laugh out loud at gags.
Oh, right. Yeah, so that happened. It did make some movie references that I wasn't aware of.
Okay.
And people laughed, but I didn't know what they meant.
Fine.
Really, so, it's good though.
Very funny.
Yeah, you just go and watch it. It's good.
Do you think would you look forward to a third one if they said they were doing it, or would you be a bit like, oh,
I'd watch it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How many what out of five would you give it?
Give it four.
Okay.
Because it's Ryan.
Four what?
Four Ryans.
Four Ryans.
Ooh,
out of
imagine
five.
That. All four of them.
Lovely.
All in bed with you.
Okay. So number one, Solo. Solo failed to light up the UK box office this weekend, posting a Friday Sunday total of £4.85 million from 684 sites around the UK. Now, Solo. Okay. Here we go. How are we gonna do this? I was really hoping you would have seen it as well. First things first, I think people were very sceptical about how do you pronounce his name?
Ryan Reynolds.
No, the guy that plays Han Solo.
Harrison Ford.
Iden Alkenheim, whatever him.
Iden Alkenheim.
Yeah. Sophie Brooks actually directed him in one of her short films.
Oh, yeah.
But look, first things first, people were interested, you know, is this going to be a good interpretation of Han Solo? Because in the trailers, it wasn't that convincing. In the whole film, I've got to say, I thought it was absolutely brilliant. He surpassed what I thought he was going to be. How well he was going to do it, and he's a brilliant Han Solo. He should really be commended for his performance. Absolutely
really?
Fantastic. Yeah, I thought the film was great fun.
See, you really,
I really
love Harrison Ford, don't you? So that's that's a real compliment that you. He did.
Yeah, yeah. It's just those lovely little gestures that he makes where you go, whoa, that's like Han Solo.
Really?
They're really small. It's brilliant.
Oh,
like
wow.
You have to be so such an incredible mimic and extremely clever to do all those things that you're having to think about when you're performing.
Yeah.
And then to load that with, you also have to be this other actor who has a very distinct style of acting. Do you know what I mean? Like the way Jeff Goldblum would or Bill Murray. You know, they're very distinct ways of acting. So I think he did absolutely fantastic. Really brilliant. The film was a lot of fun. By the way, I'm keeping in mind that we have to sort of crack on because we're going to talk to Sophie in a bit. But the film was so much fun. I really don't know. I'm really gutted for this film that people aren't going to see it, if that is the case that's being reported.
Mm.
Because I actually think it's more enjoyable than Rogue One. Rogue One is probably
really
a
like
better film in a way because of the stakes and how epic the film is. Mm. This is a smaller film, and I have read reviews where they've talked about the stakes of the film being a problem. Is there that much at stake? I do think that is a problem. I think if you could accept it, just go with it. Children would love this film. This would be a great family outing. I think it's a lot of fun. As always with these Star Wars films, most of the gags hit. You know, not warm, sort of friendly family comedy.
Yeah.
New creatures, new aliens, lots of lovely references to the old films that you can enjoy. And also, a big spoiler that, The Last Jedi, it was all about keeping the spoilers under
wraps.
No, there's going to be no spoiler. No spoiler.
Spoiler!
There is no spoiler.
Spoiler!
Stop saying it.
What?
What I would say is that, there are some surprises in this film, which I wasn't expecting because the whole of The Last Jedi was about, keeping them... Keeping them secret.
Keeping what secret?
I'm not saying the word.
The Jedi's.
Keeping the things in the films.
Things in the films.
I don't want to say the word. Spoiler!
Spoiler! Oh,
sorry, I didn't realise that was what you were doing.
Right, I really think a great fun film, very funny, some great action set pieces. It's more like an Indiana Jones movie than a Star Wars film. And of course, it is a heist movie. But a lot of fun, some great acting. Really enjoyed it, and I almost enjoyed it more the longer I left it. I would see Solo again over seeing Deadpool 2 for the first time. That's how much I liked it.
Really?
Yeah.
You're not really bothered about Deadpool.
It's like you said, what's it going to do for me that it hasn't done in the first one? Yeah. I think you're right about that. So Solo, I'm going to give 4.
Come on, Sean, you should have thought about this.
4 hairy monsters. Chewbacca. Oh, the Chewbacca. Getting to see how they came together.
Oh, right.
Chewbacca Solo is good fun. The whole film's good fun. So 4 hairy monsters out of 5.
Lovely.
Do go and see it. Go and see it over the other summer blockbusters, I reckon.
Yeah, I'll watch it tomorrow.
Cool. All right, well, up next we'll be talking to Sophie Brooks, which I'm looking forward to. But first, here's a little plug for a new show that you might recognise.
FUBAR Radio presents
Newsish with Sean Walsh and Mark Simmons.
So first things first, Sean.
Right, go.
Javid, who's that?
Javid, I think that's the way you pronounce it. So I did YouTube how to say his full name.
Sajid.
Javid.
It's not the same person, is it?
No, we've had to use 2 different YouTube clips and put them together because you couldn't just YouTube.
Sajid.
Javid.
You had to...
Why is he saying it like that?
Every Tuesday, Newsish with Sean Walsh and Mark Simmons from 12 PM,
FUBAR Radio.
Check it out. Now, with us, we are very fortunate and lucky to have the director of The Boy Downstairs, Sophie Brooks. Hello, Sophie.
Hi. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Mark.
Good.
Hello.
Hi.
There's 2 of us. There's myself, Sean, and Mark. Thank you for coming on the show. I'm going to explain to you before we start what happened. I'm going to be honest with you, Sophie. I was meant to watch The Boy Downstairs yesterday evening. Instead, I got locked out of my house.
Likely story.
Yes.
I didn't believe him either.
I thought my keys had dropped out of my pocket when I was cycling. I, in fact, hadn't taken my keys out, and they were left inside my flat. So I didn't lose them.
I'll forgive you for that excuse.
Okay.
But
don't worry. Don't worry, because Mark has seen the film. You're not going to be interviewed by someone that just hasn't seen it. That would be extremely unprofessional.
The trouble is, I don't normally interview people, so I'm a little bit nervous.
I believe in you.
So can you...
Thank you,
Sophie.
I feel a lot better already.
If you could just guide him through the interview and help him out. I'm gonna leave you two to it. I want Mark to sort of go...
No, don't leave me on my own.
No, I won't completely leave, but I'm just gonna witness and watch
chip
this.
Chip in, though, so if I say...
Yeah, we'll chip
I don't think I'm going to be very elegant with my questions.
Well, it'd be fine. Go. So, Mark, this is Sophie. Sophie, this is Mark.
Hi, Sophie.
Mark, take it away. Hi, Mark.
I really enjoyed your film.
Thank you.
I watched it quite late last night. It was right up my street.
So
tell me, Sophie, how did you come up with the film? You wrote it and directed it. I don't know if we told anyone that yet.
I did both. I came up with, well, I love romantic comedy, so I knew I wanted to do something in that genre. And I came up with the actual idea in kind of a strange way, in that I got hit by a car when I was crossing the street. And then I got appendicitis 10 days later, and I was bedridden, recovering for a while.
Oh, my God.
And it was a pretty... I'm hoping for my next movie I don't have to injure myself to that degree.
I did think when I... Sorry, Sophie. I did think this when I read this, that you got the idea for being hit by a car. Now that you've actually managed to write and direct this feature, The Boy Downstairs, are you now... glad that you got hit by a car? Do you know what I mean? It's a weird...
No,
you're not. Rather not been hit by a car and not made The Boy Downstairs? You have to make a choice. You have to choose now, hit by a car and make the film, or not hit by a car.
The car was less bad. The appendicitis was really the bad one.
Okay.
So I take the car and I get rid of the
Brilliant. Okay, good. Right, back to Mark. Mark, you're doing really well. Go on.
A little bit annoyed that you interfered, but
come on.
Fine. I was going to ask that same question that Sean just asked.
Come on.
So my second.
Anyway, so yeah, so I got an accident, and as I was recovering, I kind of thought, wouldn't it be funny if the only person who could take care of you when you were wounded was an ex, and what would be the context for that? So the idea that they were neighbors, and that is how.
Oh,
he
right.
would take care of her. So this like little scene in the movie is where the whole thing came from.
Oh, wow. And that's quite far into the movie. So you just work backwards.
Yeah, basically.
Oh, cracking. Is this all right so far, Sophie? Was that a good thing I just
so
said?
Well.
Oh, thank you.
Why
do you feel safe?
Good. That's because you don't have to be in a room with him. You're very lucky. Mark, why don't you ask Sophie the question that I was wondering?
No, you weren't. I came up with it.
No, you weren't.
No, Sophie, I came up with a question. About
I'll let you have it. Go on.
No. So you, this is your first feature, right?
Yeah.
You had a successful short, didn't you?
Maple Leaves.
That's it. What was that like going from, you know, the short film to the long film? Like,
you do make
that's
it
a terrible question.
Yeah, it did sound good.
Oh, it's just not eloquent.
Can I do it? Can I do it? I'll change
you
it.
You do it, and then I'll say it.
Sophie, what are the? Is there any difference between, or what are the differences between making a short film and making a feature? Is there anything that you sort of have to change in your approach to making that film from a short to a feature?
That's what I said.
It's a great question, guys. You both phrased it beautifully.
Thank you.
I mean, there's so much that's different. It's like a whole difference. For me, I mean, all of my shorts I made really, really cheaply with my friends over like 3 days, and they were really straightforward.
You had Han Solo in one of your films.
Sorry, what?
You had Han Solo.
I did.
We can't pronounce his name, so we've had to...
Han Solo.
How do you pronounce his name?
Alden Ehrenreich.
Right, we've YouTubed it.
Alden Ehrenreich.
Yep, you're right. Yeah. Carry on. So, yeah, sorry. So, yeah, the short films that you're making with your friends and you're making them cheaply.
Yeah. And then so when you go to make a feature, obviously, and you're in charge of a lot more people and... a lot more days, and it's just a whole, I mean, it's kind of like nothing, you can't learn anything better. The experience is what you learn from, you know? So, like, whenever people are like, what's the advice you would give? I'm kind of like, oh, you just have to do it, and you learn while you're doing it. So it's very different, but not in terms of, like, talking to actors, that's the same, but just in terms of, like, production.
Yeah.
It's quite different.
And has this given you the itch now? This is what you're going to do, you're going to be moving on with features, the shorts are behind you now.
Yeah, fuck shorts.
I think that as well. I prefer trousers. Very good. That's not one of your jokes, Mark.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's fantastic. That's out here in the UK at Irish cinemas and on digital from the 8th of June. Unless, Mark, there's anything else you want to ask?
There's a question that we ask everyone. Sean and I always debate. If I had to... I'd prefer Ryan Reynolds to sleep with over Ryan Gosling. And Sean prefers Ryan Gosling. So we always ask our guests who they prefer. So far, Ryan Reynolds is winning.
Ryan Reynolds is winning on the sexy times front.
Well, I feel like just like because I like an underdog, I'll go with Ryan Gosling.
Nice. Thank you.
You know? Yeah.
Good.
Really? He's not like as funny, though. He's not going to make you laugh as much.
Yeah, but
they're both... In relationships, so I don't want to infringe on the, you know,
yeah, fine.
On what's going on. But that's in a fantasy world, I think I'll go with the underdog, yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah, no, don't worry. You're not going to be questioned on this again.
And now I've contractually agreed
yeah.
to.
Yeah. It's not going to be in, like, gossip magazines or anything. I think you're fine.
Okay, so
moving on to the other thing that we want to talk to you about is our section, Love That Film. Actually, this is the section where we ask our guests what their guilty pleasures are, essentially. What do you have for us?
So, I'm going to go with Michael Bay's Armageddon.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very good.
I don't really believe in guilty pleasures, but I think it's off-brand for me and people don't think I would like that movie. And I've watched it with my brother growing up, probably, no exaggeration, 50 times.
Amazing.
So, I'm going to go with Armageddon.
Do tears?
Oh, every time.
Brilliant.
It's not the end of the world.
Not the end of the world.
Yeah, father-daughter relationship. Is her fiancé going to die? Is her dad going to die? Oh, high stakes.
Will we see any of Armageddon in The Boy Downstairs? Is there any inspiration?
I would say no.
Okay.
That's a hard no.
Yeah.
But you'll see lots of other things, I hope.
Thank you, Sophie. Thank you very much for coming on the show.
Thank you.
It's been an absolute pleasure talking to you. Yeah. How do you think Mark did, by the way?
Did I do all right?
Mark, I think you did great. I'm really proud of you.
Who do you prefer out of me and Sean?
Oh, don't answer that.
I love you both equally.
Oh, that's nice.
You. That's
but
really
also
nice.
Ryan Gosling.
Oh,
I can't believe it.
Unbelievable.
Okay, well, thank you, Sophie. I hope your film is a success. I will be checking it out this week, so don't worry. I will definitely watch it. I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Ta-da. Bye.
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 Sophie Brooks, very pleasant.
She's really nice.
Why have you said it like that? Do you have a crush?
You never know whether, like directors and things, they might be horrible, but she sounded really lovely.
Well, we've had Michelle.
We couldn't pronounce
his name. But
the artist.
The artist director.
Yeah.
And Sophie, they've both been lovely.
Yeah, really nice.
Directors seem to be nice.
Yeah. Actually, no one's been horrible
And
so
that
far.
Film sounds good.
It is
that
good. It's really...
I didn't realise that it was... So here's another question you could have asked. She said she loved rom-coms.
Yeah.
And you could have said, is this film then built out of other rom-coms? What sort of rom-coms did you like? She would have told us those.
Yeah, you
and
could have said
we'd
that.
And then say,
you?
Oh, did you know, could we see those films in this film?
Should we get her back on the phone?
I don't think she's going to come up. Look, we've got to wrap up. Please check out The Boy Downstairs, the 8th of June, in UK and Irish cinemas and on digital across the UK. Sophie's song that she's picked is All I Want for Christmas...
All I Want for Christmas.
Yeah, All I Want for Christmas. From Love Actually by Mariah Carey. Rom-com song, that's what that's about.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's answered the question, that she likes Love Actually.
Yeah, yeah. There you go. That's a nice ending to the show. Sort of tied it up. I, of course, have been Sean Walsh, joined, as always, by Mark Simmons. You're listening to the Film-ish show.
Please subscribe.
Subscribe, RT. If you haven't heard our sister show, News-ish, it's like this, but about the news, and we sound as if we know what we're talking about even less. Praise us, nice reviews, all that rubbish. Cut. That's the film. Oops.